This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. University of Missouri curators will meet today to consider raising tuition at the system's four campuses. The special meeting comes after the governing board postponed consideration of a tuition increase 3 weeks ago at its regular meeting in Kansas City. This time, the curators will meet by video teleconference along with new university president Tim Wolf. The proposed increases range from 3% at the Kansas City campus to 9% at the Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. Students at the Columbia campus face a 7.5% increase. That proposal came after Governor Jay Nixon agreed to use $40 million from a nationwide settlement with mortgage lenders for higher education. The boost would reduce the proposed cut in higher education funding from 12.5% to slightly less than 8%. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul touched on all his regular themes during a Saturday night Kansas City speech, with one notable exception. The Texas congressman said big business and big government had caused a drift into fascism. The gathering at Union Station was his to command, and they agreed with Paul loudly and often during a 30-minute speech. He blamed the American people for allowing the country to slide into economic chaos. Paul said a succession of presidents helped it along, beginning with Woodrow Wilson. He blamed the educational system, Congress, and the Supreme Court. Paul said when the economy tanked, it dumped debt squarely on one stratus of society. Paul told his audience it's possible to have personal wealth and personal freedom. He added that a more free society has a larger middle class with more fairly distributed wealth, but now that class is shrinking. The candidate drew a roar from those gathered when he called for freedom for them to put anything they want into their bodies. Paul specified, saying, quote, even raw milk. Water temperatures in the mid-30s didn't stop people from plunging into Stevens Lake in Columbia on Saturday for the Polar Plunge. A record 430 participants raised money and jumped into icy waters in support of Missouri Special Olympics. Event coordinator Diane Brimmer says based on preliminary calculations, the event raised nearly $63,000. But Brimmer says they hope to reach the goal of $71,000 with continued donations in the next few weeks. Brimmer says the event also brings athletes into the community.
It's really great because I see a lot of our plungers, see our athletes and come and talk to them and ask them questions about what they do. And so, you know, it really means a lot to them because people are recognizing them as athletes.
This is the fifth year the Polar Plunge has been in Columbia. Participants say they plunge to support lost loved ones, benefit current athletes, and just to say they did it. Finally, visitors were quarantined briefly after two of the Kansas City Zoo's five gorillas got out of their habitat and roamed into a non-public feeding area. Zoo spokeswoman Julie Niemeyer said the gorillas were found in an area of the Africa exhibit where zookeepers feed the animals at about 2:30 p.m. on Sundays. She said the zoo then issued a, quote, code red, which means an animal is, quote, not where it's supposed to be. Visitors were taken out of the Africa exhibit area and held in a safe area for about a half an hour before being allowed to leave. The male gorillas remained contained in the non-public keeper-only feeding area about 2 hours later. No injuries were reported. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded an $888,000 contract to repair a northwestern Missouri levee damaged during last year's flooding. The Union Township levee along the Missouri River in Holt County had four breaches and crown erosion. The Corps says Itaker Incorporated of St. Joseph has won the contract to repair the levee. Northwestern Missouri suffered extensive spring and summer flooding along the river after releases from upstream reservoirs. To date, the Corps' Kansas City office has awarded six contracts to repair seven levees along the Missouri River. The Associated Students of the University of Missouri, or ASUM, have started a letter-writing campaign to give voting power to the single student representative on the UM Board of Curators. UMKC sophomore Amy Johnson was appointed as the student representative earlier this month, and she says her position is taken very seriously by the rest of the board.
Thus far, I've had one official board meeting, and all the curators have emphasized to me many times that at every opportunity I should share my voice, and my input is very highly valued.
Johnson says she does not feel different than any other board member.
I don't think a vote is necessary. It might make the opinion a little bit more official. However, at this time, if the student curator presents an opinion, the curators are listening. They know it's the number one priority, And I feel that even without a vote, they consider my opinion as golden as theirs.
There are currently several pieces of legislation moving in the state Senate and the House of Representatives concerning the student curator's right to vote on the board. The Missouri Southern State University plans to raise tuition nearly 4%. The Joplin Globe reports that the university's Board of Governors on Friday accepted a committee recommendation to increase tuition by nearly $6.50 per credit hour in the fall semester. The move will boost the cost per credit hour to just under $170. MSSU is allowed a slightly larger increase because it is under the state average tuition. The board also accepted other budget committee recommendations, including no across-the-board salary increases in fiscal year 2013, and directed MSSU President Bruce Speck to develop a balanced budget and maintain cash reserves. New research shows that differences in the brain development of autistic children are already visible in infants as young as 6 months old. Researchers at four study sites nationwide used a type of MRI scan to look at brain development in the younger siblings of autistic children, who are known to be at higher risk for autism themselves. Children were scanned at 6, 12, and 24 months of age while the children were sleeping. Child psychiatrist Dr. Kelly Botterin led the study at Washington University, and she says the goal is to eventually be able to use this type of brain scan to diagnose and help children who are at risk for autism. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.